The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, everybody? It is Tuesday, April the 8th. It is the day after the Great American Eclipse. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapero. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. Listen, if you're new to the program, this is your first time joining us, on whatever platform you may be watching or listening from, we want to acknowledge you guys on Rumble, on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or again, wherever you're watching this and the rebroadcast of this. Let us know in the comment section below that you are new, where you guys are joining us from. And guys, before we get started on tonight's segment, please do me a favor, hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. It helps us push our material out on these platforms so that it can get into the algorithms and other individuals can see our material as well. And of course, as always, we want to let you know that we do have a free app for you guys that may be new. You can get this app today on your Apple or Android store. It's absolutely free. Download it today. All you got to do is, once you download it, hit yes to push notifications, and everything's going to be right at your fingertips. Every headline, every podcast, every segment we do, every article we push out, breaking news, prophecy, viewpoints, all of that's going to be right there at your fingertips. So again, either during the broadcast or afterwards, whatever the case may be, don't forget to pick up the app today in your store. So guys, I know many of you guys are anticipating me talking about the solar eclipse and this and that, because it is the day after, and I want to kind of push that aside. We're going to do that tomorrow night. Wednesday night, April the 10th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on our channel, again, on our app and all this. I'm going to deal with a couple angles to that. What I'm seeing out there, the responses of people, we're going to reflect on that. What does it mean next? And today's message kind of gets in a little bit of that, but I didn't want to go fully all into the whole eclipse aspect. But I want to talk about a particular subject that is nothing strange or nothing new in as far as a list of topics that we have discussed in times past. But as time has progressed and as things in the Middle East, have evolved and continue to evolve, I thought it would be a good time to bring this up as a topic of discussion. And what are we talking about tonight? I want to talk about the topic of for many years, biblical scholars have debated why America appears to be missing from a list of nations in a future prophetic war described by the prophet Ezekiel, which is known in eschatological circles as the Gog and Magog War. Some people call it the Ezekiel 38-39 War. In this war, the prophet describes a future where the nation of Israel will dwell in a false sense of peace and security, that it implies here, or it looks as though, and we're going to get into the scriptures in a second, that Israel will come back from multiple conflicts leading up to a demand for peace from the United Nations, no doubt, and world leaders alike. This period of false sense this period of false peace and safety will inevitably cause Israel to lower their defenses. And the prophet gives great detail of this in his writings. Now I'm going to bring you to this. And again, what are we talking about? If you're just joining us tonight, we're talking about why does it appear that America is missing from Bible prophecy? We could go through many angles of this, but I'm going to take you to one angle tonight. I know many of you thought I was going to go to the book of Revelation and talk about Mystery Babylon, which we could, and we have in past. But I want to show you some things that are transpiring in the Middle East that I myself, and I'm not the only one, but others who understand the times and seasons as well and understand the covenant that God made with Abraham all the way back in Genesis chapter 12 and the nation of Israel and his lineage, his heritage, the seed that would come from his loins, and it would be for perpetual generations. God has made this covenant that he established with the nation of Israel, the people of Israel. And God said and warned Abraham that from this point on, and I'm talking about from the point of the covenant that was made, Genesis chapter 12, let me just pull that up and we'll go to Ezekiel in a second. Here we see this whole dialogue. Again, this is in Genesis 12, if you're listening by Spotify or Apple or podcast, whatever. The Lord has this dialogue with Abram at that time where he tells him to get out from his country, get out from his family, get out from his father's house, go to a land that he would be shown. And he makes this declaration over Abram, which would eventually be Abraham, and says to him, I will make you a great nation and bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And then, watch this, God then warns, that there would be a blessing. This is very important that you catch this. There would be a blessing and a curse upon those who either bless you or mistreat you. And he's talking about the heritage, Israel, because that's who the covenant was made with. And again, right here in verse 3, I will bless those who bless you and will curse him who curses you. And in you, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. So this, the reason why I had to say this is because, again, you have heard me pointed out many times that how a nation treats the nation of Israel will result in what they reap. If they bless the nation of Israel, they will be blessed. If they curse the nation of Israel, they will experience disasters, calamities, catastrophes, poverty, famine, pestilences, invasions, war, and the list goes on. So as I pointed out at the beginning of this broadcast, we see that the prophet Ezekiel says in Ezekiel chapter 38, okay, if you have your Bible, you can pull that up. I'll pull it up here on the screen so you guys can follow along with me. Again, this is in Ezekiel chapter 38. I'll be reading from the New King James. I've highlighted things here because I don't want to read all of this for sake of time. Come on, you got to get your own Bible reading in. But there is a list of nations here that is mentioned here in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38. There will be a coalition of nations that will come against Israel. But I want to point out some things here, and we're going to elaborate a little bit deeper on this. Notice it says, if you jump down here, it says in verse 8, I want to listen to these terms here. After many days, you will be visited in the latter years. You will come into the land. Now he's talking about these armies that will invade Israel. And it will be after many days. It will be in the latter years. It will be, they will come against a land of people who was brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of nations, and now all of them dwell safely. All right, stop for a second. So here again, this is a future event wherein which the prophet saw. There's some things that we really got to point out here that the prophet saw that did not, that were so far in the future that they didn't even transpire to the fullness and long after Ezekiel had died. For example, many biblical scholars point out that Israel was literally brought back from annihilation. The Bible frequently prophesies about the restoration of the people of Israel to their biblical homeland. And this, again, this happened in 1948 when Israel was reestablished, and it marked the fulfillment of several prophecies, not just one, not just two, but multiple prophecies. Even Sir Isaac Newton, who earnestly studied biblical prophecy in the 1600s, believed that it was foretold that the Bible would tell us that Israel would have to be reestablished as a nation in Jerusalem as the capital. Again, 1948 was when Israel was reborn as a nation. And then in 1967, Jerusalem was reinstated as the capital. Then, of course, many of us know that Israel went through a time, one of the most darkest eras of their time ever, wherein which over 6 million Jews were annihilated, including, it was, I think it was like 1.3 or 1.5 million children. And this was under a evil dictator who no doubt had the spirit of Antichrist on him. And many saw no hope. They saw no way possible that Israel could ever be restored back to its original state. How could they, how in the world could the prophets be accurate? How could they have foretold these events? But guys, I'm here to tell you that they indeed did. Isaiah said they would blossom again and they their produce would fill the whole world. That has been fulfilled. One of the prophets of the Bible said that they would return from the nations of the world and they would be reestablished back to their homeland. But guys, that's been happening for many years. And if you go and read Ezekiel 37, it talks about a valley of dry bones that would literally be raised from the dead when God breathed upon them. And many, again, many rabbis and scholars say that was literally God himself intervening and resurrecting the Jewish people back from what happened to them under, come on, the reign of a certain dictator that I don't want to mention here. Because again, all these things get flagged and they push it down in the algorithms when you mention certain key phrases and key names and titles and certain so on and so forth. But many of you guys are have enough knowledge and understanding and you know what I'm talking about here. But again, don't miss the point I'm trying to make here. Ezekiel said that there is coming a future time way into the future, at least in his time, wherein which there would be a coalition of nations, which would be Russia, Southern Soviet Russian nations, Afghanistan, Persia, which is today Iran, Sudan, Libya is mentioned, Turkey is mentioned. All of these nations will, the Bible says that God himself will put a hook in their jaws, plural tense, not just one, but multiple nations. All of these nations will be, God will put a hook in their jaw and bring them back. And they, let me go to the scripture here. Look what it says here in verse 10. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind and you will make an evil plan. What is that evil plan? You will say, I will go up against a land of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Again, and for the purpose to take plunder and to take, and I'm not going to use that word because again, I want to be careful here, and to take resources and to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, against the people gathered from the nations. We just talked about that. All that's been fulfilled, guys, who have acquired livestock and goods. Again, that's Isaiah, who dwell in the midst of the land. Look at that, guys. In other words, here's what I'm trying to tell you. At one time, the prophecy of Gog and Magog looked like it could never happen in our lifetime. But the only missing key event is this peace and safety that convinces Israel to lower their guard, lower their defenses. And the prophet says there will come a time in the future when they will dwell in unwalled villages and they will dwell in peace and safety. He mentions that multiple times. Why? Because that's important clues. And listen, the Apostle Paul understood this revelation. When he wrote to the church of Thessalonica, he told the church, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Look at, this is one of the major clues. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. So notice that the Apostle Paul equates peace and safety being expressed from the lips of leaders of nations of the world. And he says, when you hear them saying this, you will know that sudden destruction shall come upon them. So guys, it appears to me, anyway, from when I read this, there's got to be what we see going on in the Middle East. This has got to continue to transpire. This has got to continue to happen, because what this will do, there'll be, again, there'll be series of conflicts and skirmishes and factions that will happen against different groups. And I'm not going to mention these groups again, certain factions and groups from Iran, from Palestine, and different ones. All of this has been happening for years and years, and all this is leading up. And eventually, look what's happening right now. Listen to what these world leaders are saying. They are pushing for peace and safety. They're pushing for a ceasefire. They're pushing and they're pressuring the nation of Israel to comply. And we're going to get into that in just a second. In fact, let's shift gears here. And I want to go into the part of this message that I really wanted to highlight. Now, I'll talk a little bit about this tomorrow, probably in more detail. We're going to probably, I don't know what we're going to call the message tomorrow, but something like the eclipse is over now, what, or something like that. But one of the things I said, and you're going to hear me reiterate this tomorrow, is I didn't expect anything to happen on the day of the eclipse. And I based that on Genesis 1:14, Luke 21. God said, or Moses wrote in the book of in the book of Genesis, which is part of the Torah. He said in Genesis 1:14 that God said these things will happen as signs and seasons. And that word signs there is, again, omens, harbingers, or warnings. And as I've said before, most warning signs come before the event ever transpires. It doesn't happen the day of the event. Again, most of the time, you see warning signs on the highway that are warning you of a pending disaster. Now, all these people that do what they always do and bring a reproach to the body of Christ by going on blogs and going on TikTok and going on Facebook and going on YouTube and saying that the rapture is going to happen during the eclipse, all of them are eating crow today. Most of them, if not all of them, have already gone back into hiding. They're not posting anything. They're silent. They're quiet on social media. And they'll go in hiding, and then they'll pop up just like a jack in the box. When the next disaster comes, the next event comes, whatever's convenient, they'll pop up and they'll give another date set. That's why, again, you will never, ever, ever, ever hear me say that the rapture is going to happen on this date or that day, because again, the Bible makes it clear that no man knows the day nor the hour. The angels don't know. Jesus himself don't know. We don't know, but the Father in heaven only knows. Come on, somebody. If you know your Bible, give an amen right there. But again, but today, watch this. This is what I'm trying to tell you today. One of the things I said, now I blogged a little bit about this on our Telegram page, our Facebook page, and our YouTube channel and under the community. And I said, one of the reasons why I'm concerned in the days ahead is how, listen to me, how our nation's leader treats Israel is going to be a huge determining factor of what comes in the days and months ahead. Let me say that one more time. How, whoever that is, current or future tense president of the United States. Now, again, this can apply to world leaders. World leaders that do this, their countries will suffer the consequences. I don't want people to think that it's only America that God will judge if they mistreat Israel. No, don't get it wrong, guys. Again, you go read Joel chapter 3, you read Zechariah chapter 12, and God lets it be known and makes it clear that the nations that try to heave Jerusalem away, they try to divide it, they will be broken pieces. They will be held in judgment on account of my heritage, the nation of Israel. It's all there. It tells us this. Genesis 12, Joel 3, Zechariah 12. You go to the book of Revelation. Armageddon is all the nations that have been handpicked by God to bring them into judgment on the account of how they handled the nation of Israel. My concern is, listen to me clear, that we have a president, and I've said this for years. You can go back, guys, in our podcast archives. Many of you guys have listened and followed us for many years. You will testify that I'm telling you the truth. And I've said for years and years and years, way back, even under Barack Obama, I feared that we would have a, because when we talked about this event right here, Ezekiel 38:39, and you can't find America listed there, I feared that, watch this, one of the scenarios is America's missing because we would have a leadership that no longer supports the nation of Israel. And or, as it progressed even further, and America, again, this is a hypothetical, this is a hypothesis I'm pointing out here. If America turns its back on Israel, again, turning its back is one thing, but if we begin to bring forceful legislations against America to the effect of Genesis 12, we begin to curse them, then again, my concern is that could be a reason, listen to me, that America is not mentioned in Ezekiel 38. Now, I just want to say here, I want to bring clarification here. America is not the only nation that's not mentioned in this battle of Gog and Magog. Another nation that's not mentioned, or there's several actually, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq are all missing, which is the ancient Babylonian Empire during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, that's extremely interesting to me that one of those is missing, and that's Syria. And I have said, and again, I'm not the only voice that's saying this, but I believe that the reason why Syria is likely not mentioned is because Isaiah 17 has been fulfilled between the time of now until the time that the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38:39 takes place, whenever that is. Somewhere in between that time, something happens in which Syria is decimated but Damascus becomes a ruinous heap, and it fulfills Isaiah 17. Therefore, they're not able to be involved in this conflict because, guys, there's no reason logically why they would not be involved, but they're not mentioned. Some will point out that there is the young lions that are mentioned. I believe that this is likely Saudi Arabia and or Great Britain. Now, again, we're going by symbolisms, but nowhere in this list, again, Saudi Arabia, Great Britain, Russia, Afghanistan, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Turkey, all of these, nowhere in that is America found. Now, I've heard people's written books, they've done blogs, they've done videos, and they try to make America fit in prophecy. And this is a question. I want to see if you're paying attention to what's going on. Because what I want to do is not just inform you, but equip you. So it's always a great joy when people get informed, but it's even greater when they get equipped, because when you get equipped, guys, you will begin to pick up on these things, and you'll put clues together, and you'll begin to see things, come on, from a prophetic perspective. Now, again, here's my question. Under the current leadership, does it look like we are solidifying our support for the nation of Israel, or are we turning our back on Israel? Well, according to the recent, I don't know what you answered, But let me give you some information. According to recent reports, President Joe Biden laid out an ultimatum. It's either do or this. You do this or this will happen. That's an ultimatum. He lays out an ultimatum to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a telephone call that was taking place last Thursday, a day before, a day before the earthquake, 4.8 earthquake struck New Jersey. Super rare earthquake. Happened 24 hours after a phone call took place with Biden to Benjamin Netanyahu, in which he told Netanyahu, quote, "If Israel does not change course in Gaza, we will not be able to support you." I want to say that again for the back row that may not be paying attention. Our sitting president of the United States, Joe Biden, in a telephone call on Thursday of last week, 24 hours before the super rare earthquake that was registered a magnitude 4.8 earthquake, that was also 3 days before the 4.8 eclipse, 24 hours before all that happened, Joe Biden said on a phone call to Benjamin Netanyahu, straight to him, "If you don't change your course, we, America, will no longer be able to support you." The report said that Biden did not specify what a loss of U.S. support would entail, and he didn't mention the possibility of stopping weapons shipments to Israel. However, there's been multiple people in his administration that have all voiced their opposition of Israel and demanding that we as America stop providing resources to them, weapons to them, supplies to them. Among many of the members of the Biden administration that was on the 30-minute phone call that was made included Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Now, why is that significant? Why am I telling you this? Because in 2011, under Barack Obama, who was then the sitting president of the United States, got up and made an address to the nation where he suggested that Israel should go back to the pre-1967 borders, which translated, watch this, that they would be divided for peace. Shortly after this statement, two quote-unquote rare events transpired in America. The first was an EF5 tornado that struck Joplin, Missouri, causing catastrophic damage and loss of lives. The second rare event, guys, you can't make this stuff up. This is why when the scoffers and mockers, listen, laugh, and I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow. So I will go in way more detail about this. If you're a watchman listening to me, you don't want to miss tomorrow's broadcast, because I am going to encourage you to stay on the firing line. Don't give up, man of God. Don't give up, woman of God. Don't throw in a towel. Don't stop warning, because we need you on the firing lines. That's why we're doing what we do. The second rare event that transpired was let's see if we're paying attention tonight. It was a magnitude 5.8 earthquake that struck in Virginia, and it was felt across Washington, D.C., and even cracked the Washington Monument. Wait a minute, stop. 2011, Barack Obama gets up, warns Israel to give up land, or suggests they should give up land for peace, which means the division of Israel, and two rare events take place. A rare EF5 tornado struck Joplin, and then shortly after that, just a few months later, that's why I said, guys, just because nothing happened on the day of the eclipse doesn't mean we're out of the woods. Then shortly after that, There was a magnitude 5.8 earthquake. Are you kidding me? That struck Virginia, felt across D.C., and cracked the Washington Monument. Then we fast forward to 2024. And this current president, who was the vice president of Obama, you'd think this guy would learn something by now, but he didn't. So now here he is pressuring Israel to do things they feel is a threat to their sovereignty. Give up land for peace. Do what you got to do. Now it's no longer suggestions, it's ultimatums. And 24 hours after Biden makes that statement, a 4.8 earthquake strikes New Jersey, and the epicenter was near a place called White House Station. Oh, but I'm sure it was all just a coincidence, right? Because after all, you can't say anything about that. You can't post about that on social media because the independent fact checkers will be quick and swift to come in and tell you that you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. So now the eclipse is come and gone. We're now about to see trillions of cicadas be unleashed across portions of the United States. Well, Brother Ricky, they're harmless. Yeah, they may not destroy crops, but it's an annoyance. It's a pestilence. We've got pestilences showing up in the form of the avian flu that's striking farms, striking the dairy industry, striking the meat industry. So let me go back to the context of what we're talking about, what we're talking about today. So why would America be America, that one of the greatest allies of America ever, is not mentioned in a major war where there's multiple nations forming a confederacy to come against Israel to take plunder when they're dwelling in peace? Why would America be missing? Could it be possible, guys, that when this war happens, don't know when it's going to transpire. We could all speculate. People, listen, I'm telling you, you take a poll of 100 people that study Bible prophecy, and you'll get one camp that says that it's not going to happen for 50 more years. Some people say it doesn't happen until after the millennial reign, which, again, the spirit of Gog Magog is still living, but this is not the same event as Ezekiel 38, 39. That's my opinion from what I've studied, but some people will differ than that. But the point is what I'm trying to make here. Whenever this happens down the road, future tense, America's missing. And we can sit here, and the point is, we're trying to speculate, why would America not be mentioned? Is it possible, and this is what I've said for years, guys, that America is missing because we are now under a leadership of whoever that is, has willfully said, we ain't supporting you anymore, Israel. You're on your own. And by the way, just thought I'd throw this out there. The Israeli Defense Forces have ended their active ground invasion and completely withdrawn from southern Gaza. Now, some speculate that they're regrouping because they're about to take another step in this war. Now, I do want to read, this is from the Jerusalem Post. Benjamin Netanyahu sets date for Rafah operation and pushes back at the U.S. Benjamin Netanyahu stated that, quote, victory requires Israel to enter Rafah and eliminate, again, I don't want to use these words here, their opposition. He said, quote, this will happen and there is a date. This was according to a recent brief video message given by Benjamin Netanyahu on he issued this on Monday night. Again, and that was during the solar eclipse, by the way. That was on the same day as the solar eclipse. So basically, Netanyahu is not being he's not being moved by the threats and ultimatums of Joe Biden and this administration, and he's going forward with what he feels is necessary to defend the sovereignty of the nation of Israel. Now, again, you go to Ezekiel 38, America's missing. We've established that. America's missing. So why is that? Again, could it be possible that when this future war takes place, whoever the leader is, the commander is, the president is of the United States of America has completely turned from Israel, and or has it resulted in ultimately us experiencing some type of disaster or multiple disasters that has left America in ruins, and we are no longer a nation to begin with, and therefore we are not seen by the prophet Ezekiel when he penned this prophecy thousands of years ago. Now, I want to point out one last thing that this has always intrigued me when I've studied this. When you go down to, this is Ezekiel 38, 18, God says it will come to pass during this invasion that there will be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. This will be felt across the planet. This is God himself judging these nations. Then when you skip over to Ezekiel 39, here's what's interesting. In verse 6, God says, "And I will send fire on Magog and on those who live in security in the coastlands." Now, I know many of you guys have heard me talk about this. I have asked scholars that I personally know, who are those who are dwelling safely and in security in the coastlands? And many of them have told me off the cuff that these individuals could very well be, come on, it could very well be Europe, it could be the United States of America, it could be all of the above. Now, what really, again, concerns me as an American citizen, not concerns my faith towards God or my trust in God or fear or anything like that. So I want to make that known. But what concerns me as an American citizen is when I read here that God is going to send a fire on Magog and on those who dwell and who live in security in the coastlands, I think of Revelation 18. We read about in the book of Revelation where this Babylon, now is this Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq, the ancient Babylonian empire that will be revised in the last days and they will receive this judgment, or is it America? Or is it both? Will they both receive the same fate? Again, this is something that's been debated for years and years and years. I'm not going to get out here and say, I'm absolutely right. I'm absolutely assured that it's this. Because, guys, I don't know that for sure. I'm seeing through a glass darkly. Just like you are. But I do know this. Whoever this Babylon is, this mystery Babylon, I know this, that God says, because of her harlotries, her fornication, because of her spreading this across the nations of the world, it says her plagues will come in one day, death, mourning, famine, and be utterly burned with fire. He goes on, John says he saw that this mystery Babylon will be destroyed in 1 hour's time. And he mentions, again, fire and smoke. And again, I just want to tell you, when you go to Ezekiel, back to Ezekiel 39, God says, I'm going to send a fire into those who are dwelling safely in the coastlands. Now, I know this is a lot to think about, guys. This is why we have got to be in prayer. I don't know the timing of this. I can't tell you when it's going to happen. I can give you clues to the Bible. For example, Paul said, when you start hearing them saying peace and safety, then you better know that sudden destruction is about to come. Watch this. Also know from Scripture, from the prophet Zechariah, the prophet Joel, and I know from Moses' account that he wrote in the Torah in the book of Genesis, that when you start seeing nations pointing their bony finger at the nation of Israel and trying to curse them and command and demand things of them and pushing them in the corner and trying to divide their land for peace. He, again, according to all them, you better watch out because those nations will enter into judgment. And again, I'm sure the mainstream media will try to play it all off as coincidence. Or it'll be the result of earth changes. They use another term that I'm not going to use here. It starts with a C and ends with a C, but they'll use these type of phrases. And literally, guys, this just happened. We reported this on our main website. Recently, The View co-host, Sonny, blamed Monday's solar eclipse, Friday's earthquake, and the cicada breeding season, all of this. Think about this. An eclipse, the earthquake, and the plague of cicadas. She blamed it on earth changes, quote unquote. Again, I'm going to use that. The CC is the acronym for the word they use. I'm going to call it earth changes. She said that on Monday that on The View, this is on The View, all of those things together would maybe lead one to believe that either earth changes exist or something is really going on. Yeah, it couldn't be the latter, could it? That something's really going on. It couldn't be warnings, could it? It couldn't be harbingers, could it? It couldn't be selective judgments on the account of how our nation is treating the nation of Israel, could it? It's amazing, guys. These people will never admit to that. They'll never admit to it. The fact checkers won't admit to it. The scientists won't admit to it. The atheists won't admit to it. These liberal, mainstream talk show hosts and Hollywood celebrities and all these people, they'll never admit to this stuff. And they'll just remain ignorant. And again, this is where I want to stop today because I want you to join me tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Because listen, guys, if you think the mocking and scoffing is bad now, I'm going to show you in scripture that all of this is just previews and preludes of where we're heading in the days ahead. So if you're a watchman and you're a voice that's warning individuals in this day and hour, you better grow some thick skin because what's coming in the days ahead, guys, God has prepared you for such a time as this. All the sons of Issachar, God has prepared you for such a time as this. All of the watchmen, God has prepared us for such a time as this. This is not a time to back down and cower and shut up and be silent. It's time to raise up our voices like never before and declare the word of the Lord and warn a generation that if they continue in the way in which nations in the past have gone and met their fate, then every nation, including America, will see the same fate. And we can see now, from a prophetic viewpoint, in the book of Ezekiel, this could be the very reason why America is missing from Bible prophecy in the war of Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Please bookmark our website. Please hit that like button, hit that bell notification, hit that subscribe button, download our free app. Again, today, available on Apple and Android devices. Simply hit yes to push notifications. Listen, if you're watching this by Rumble or by YouTube or whatever visual platform, there's a description under this video where it says, download our free app. Just click on that link and it's going to take you right there to get our free app. And as always, guys, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. Help us maintain a strong and active ministry that we can continue to do what we do. Again, we operate based on our partnership base. We don't sell product. We don't sell merchandise. We don't charge for app. We don't charge for website fees, subscription fees, none of that. Everything is absolutely free. So if you'd like to be a part of our ministry, if you'd like to be a part of our partner base, there's two different ways you can do that. You can give electronically through the app, or the main website. It's all there on your screen. Or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So I'm going to pray real quick. I'm going to pray as I feel led. And then we're going to close this program, and we'll be right back here Wednesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Father, Lord, I have delivered this word in a way in which I have felt led today. Father, I pray for the nation of America. I pray for the West. I pray for Britain, the United Kingdom. I pray for all these nations that are all current allies, France, all these nations that are allies with America, or excuse me, with Israel. We know, according to scripture that we've talked about, that those nations that turn against Israel, it will not go well for them. And Lord, we know that we can't stop Bible prophecy. We understand that. We know that. But Lord, we know that we, through the prayers of the people, you can spare the remnant. And I ask that you would remember your remnant. You will remember those of us who understand the word of God, who are praying for the nation of Israel, praying for the Jewish people, praying for peace. Blessed are those who pray for the peace of Israel. And Lord, I just ask that you remember our households. Lord, we're not saying that Israel is innocent of any, as far as the nation goes and its government. We know that they're not innocent of everything that could take place, and they never make mistakes, and they may, and we're not saying that they may not even do things that are in sinister in nature. But Lord, we know according to your word, in Genesis chapter 12, you have a covenant with that land. And Lord, it is a covenant that you will not break. And I pray that, Father, you would give wisdom, you would give insight, and you would give knowledge to our leadership so that they can make the rightful decisions, so that our nation is not impacted by the consequences of standing against the nation of Israel. And Father, I pray that you would give strength and boldness to your people, to the watchmen, to the sons of Issachar of this hour and this day, that are the voices crying in the wilderness, warning a people and warning a generation of things yet not seen, but are preparing arks for the saving of their households. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory for these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Listen, guys, we will see you tomorrow night, Wednesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.